How much do you know about me and the Salvation Army?
We started by doing some research on some of their history, like throughout the country, and we've read a few of your articles noting some of the things that have happened.
Including the time when you and your boyfriend approached them for help. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you seen any of the rest of the reporting about basically the apology that they wouldn't give that they asked me to write for them, or any of the other subsequent meetings since then?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So then let me give you the short version of it, because you can...
Okay.
Google me and Salvation Army and you'll find the rest of it. So shortly after it really started going viral, I published the story on Balearico Project originally, which was my site at the time. And it went viral for, you know, that long ago. What was viral back then anyway? And they started responding back originally the next year with the "but it isn't true" stuff. And they asked me to have a meeting with them, and we ended up having several meetings. And basically what it amounted to was that there were a lot of people that were in agreement, and there were a lot of people that really were anti-gay inside of the Salvation Army, and they were having an internal power struggle over it. So it rather irritated me, though, when they came out with just a, "Oh, but it's a lie. We're not anti-gay." So it was kind of like Chick-fil-A. It ended up, remember when Chick-fil-A was like, "But we don't do anything," and then everyone was like, "Right, here's the receipts." Like, yeah, you do. So that's kind of what it ended up with the Salvation Army. But that being said, I have to say they have made a remarkable turnaround. They really, really have. Other than the apology that I said that they owed to the LGBT community for past discrimination, that's still about the only thing that I would hold against them that they still haven't done.